Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be finding out about the SAGE Center in Boardman, Oregon. The SAGE Center is an interactive learning center focused on regional agriculture and energy industries. And we are all connected here in Oregon, and today we're going to find out more about those connections. I have on the line, by phone, from Boardman, Oregon, Kaylee Davis. Kaylee is the manager of the SAGE Center. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very thrilled to have you on the program because there's a lot we're all going to learn together, those of us who are listening to this program, about the SAGE Center and about Boardman. Please tell us a bit about yourself before we talk about Boardman and the SAGE Center.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I actually grew up in Eastern Oregon in a little town called Athena. And after I graduated from Athena, I went on to study business at Eastern Oregon University. And after getting my master's in business, I worked in higher education for about 7 years. And so after working in higher education, I was looking for an opportunity to use my business degree a little bit more. And this opportunity came up to work at the SAGE Center, and so it's been a great fit.
How old is the SAGE Center?
The SAGE Center actually opened June 1st, 2013, so we're just a couple years old at this point.
Okay, and we're going to talk about why the SAGE Center was created and who owns it. First of all, let's place it. For those of our members of our listening audience who aren't familiar with Boardman, Oregon, please tell us where Boardman is and what happens in Boardman.
Yes, so we are about 2.5 hours east of Portland or 45 minutes west of Pendleton, Oregon. So we are a small town. A lot of people are familiar with Boardman for the little local C&D drive-in, and they like to stop by and get a burger. But there's actually a lot more going on in Boardman than most people realize. And so it's a small town with just a little over 3,000 people. But the Port of Morrow is located here and employs more than 4,000 people. So there's a lot of industries located here, and that's really what's put Boardman on the map.
The Port of Morrow is hidden. You don't really see it as you drive by on I-84, but it is the second largest port in Oregon?
Yes, that's correct. The port is actually the second largest port in Oregon, and they've got 3 industrial parks, and they've grown drastically over the last 20 years. And so a lot of people aren't familiar with all the businesses and industries that are located here, but there's a lot of very well-known businesses that are kind of hidden as you drive by on Interstate 84.
Well, Boardman has been certainly in the press because people know that there's a coal plant that is eventually going to be closed there.
Yes, correct.
However, a lot of people probably don't realize that Boardman is kind of it's a focal point in Eastern Oregon. You're just west of Pendleton. And what are the crops, what are the things that are being grown around there, and why did the Port of Morrow, which owns the SAGE Center, decide that they wanted to create an interactive learning center? You're really like a museum.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we've got a lot of different crops that are grown around here. The biggest crops that are grown are potatoes and onions. We have a lot of wheat around here, but then we have a variety of other crops that aren't quite as large of crops, but we've got a great variety. There's a lot of mint around here, blueberries, corn, a lot of other crops, and they do very well in the Columbia Basin. And then the SAGE Center itself, the port really got the idea for the SAGE Center. It started off as just an ag information center. And in 2000, Tillamook decided to locate here in Boardman with their second plant. And it was very exciting for Boardman. And I think it was a great opportunity for Tillamook to expand, but be able to keep their operations in the state of Oregon, which is great for Oregon. And so when they decided to locate here, everybody thought that they would have a visitor center similar to what they have down in Tillamook, which they do a phenomenal job and have a lot of visitors that come through and enjoy that experience.
Yes,
and
the Tillamook Cheese Factory, Kaylee, I'm sorry to break in, the Tillamook Cheese Factory is, I believe, the number one destination on the coast, and I think the Estuary Column is number two. So when Tillamook Cheese decided to move to Boardman or to have a second location, Boardman, you all thought they would have a visitor center there.
Yes, yes, that was the hope. And so when they decided to process cheese, that kind of got everybody thinking that we really need to explain what's going on in this region. And after 9/11, a lot of the food processors weren't able to let visitors go through and tour the processing facilities just due to safety. And so the Sage Center idea was really born to tell the story of the farmers in the region, the technology, the food processors, and then the transportation, getting all of the products from the farm processed and then to the grocery store, to your table.
You've been with the Sage Center since they opened?
Yeah, I started in 2012, and so about a year before we opened our doors. So that was a great opportunity to familiarize myself with all of the industries here and get to know everybody who works in those industries. And it was a great opportunity to work with them to tell their stories, and the whole process has just been wonderful.
So the Sage Center is owned by the Port of Morrow.
Yes.
So it's the face. It's the face of the port and the face of agriculture in Eastern Oregon.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. It's an education and marketing tool for the Port of Morrow and for all the industries that are located here.
And I am looking at a couple of quotes from the news media who have talked about the Sage Center. You have a 10,000 square foot main exhibit hall. We want to have you walk us through the Sage Center and let people know what's there. But one of the reporters from NBC News said, with interactive displays, a movie theater, and even a tractor-driving simulation game, you'll literally get a grip on what goes into making your food. Once you've gotten a tour of the ground level of the Sage Center, you can hop in a hot air balloon and get a bird's-eye view as well. So what happens at the Sage Center? What would people see as they're driving by on I-84? They will see this beautiful building, which is looks like it was designed. I don't know. Do you know much about the architecture of the building?
Yeah, they really wanted it to be designed to look like an agriculture facility. And so we've got these large silo structures around the outside of the building. So that's kind of one of the ways that they incorporated the agriculture storage. And then we also have our parking lot is kind of shaped as in a half circle of a center pivot, and we also have center pivots on the outside of the building. And so along with that, we've got a great relationship with Morrow County Grain Growers, and they allow us to showcase some of their equipment on the outside of the building as well.
How does the Sage Center operate? Is the Port of Morrow, the Port of Morrow owns it, so they fund it, and you have school groups which come, and I mean, how does it work financially?
Yeah, so we are operated by the Port of Morrow, and so we have our admission costs, but then we also have such a unique facility. We've got our theater that seats over 200 people. We've got our 2,500 square foot mezzanine upstairs. We've got our conference room, and we have a great location downstairs for a variety of events. And so we do a lot of event rentals as well. It's been home to a lot of receptions, to Port of Portland dinners. We do a customer appreciation dinner. We've had concerts. We do movies. So there's a variety of events that take place here.
And is it all about food? Is it all connected with agriculture?
Yes, absolutely, with getting food from the farm to your table.
When people come into the Sage Center, which again is like an agricultural museum, what will they see? I know you have a potato exhibit. Let's talk about some of your exhibits.
Yeah, so when you walk into the Sage Center, you really get this fantastic view of a potato conveyor. And so what that does is it gives you a glimpse inside if you were to look into a Conagra plant. And so we decided to showcase getting potatoes from the farm and turning them into curly fries. And so when you walk up and around this large conveyor system, it's moving conveyors, and we start off with dirty potatoes coming in from the farm, and then they get cleaned, and sorted, and then they have the seam that has the peel come off, and then they go through and they're cut, and they're cooked and seasoned and frozen, and then they get packaged. And so you can see that whole process as you're looking at the conveyor system, and so it helps explain what happens to that potato before it gets turned into curly fries.
You're doing for potatoes what Tillamook Cheese Factory is doing for cheese.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And then we also have a great history section of Boardman and the Port of Morro. And we also tell the story. A lot of people don't realize some of the impacts when they put in the dams along the Columbia River, specifically the John Day Dam. A lot of the small communities, including Arlington, Boardman, and Umatilla, had to deal with a lot of flooding. And so the entire town of Boardman, when they finished the John Day Dam, actually had to move all of their houses up higher. And so that involved building a new school. And so we have a section that really tells that story of what the folks went through when they were going through that process of moving their homes. And then we also were able to talk about the struggles that they had early on before irrigation came into the region, because it was near impossible to have any sort of crops besides dry land wheat farmers come up without irrigation. And so we kind of talk about the need for irrigation in the region and how that completely changed this desert area into producing some of the best farmland in the world, really.
You also have a simulated hot air balloon ride.
Yes, that is probably one of our most popular exhibits. It gives people an aerial tour of Morro County, and most people that drive by on Interstate 84, they don't really have an idea of what Morro County is like. If you were just driving by, you see a lot of construction going on in Boardman, but it just kind of looks like sagebrush desert land. And Morro County is a lot more than that. South Morro County, you can actually go up, and there's Pinland Lake. There's a really large off-road park that's very popular for people with four-wheelers and off-road vehicles. And so it gives you that whole aerial tour so you can see some of the farmland. You learn about some of the communities in South Morro County. But then you also get to see Three Mile Canyon Farms, which is a large-scale farm pretty close by Boardman. Greenwood Resources, you can see their 25,000 acres of Pacific Albus trees. And then you really get a great view of all of the industries that are located here in Boardman as you go along the river in Boardman.
Kaylee, there's in the information about the SAGE Center, it says that it is an interactive learning center focused on regional agriculture and energy industries. The regional agriculture, we've talked a little bit about that. Tell me about the energy industries and why that is relevant to agriculture.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the only reasons why these industries are able to be located here is, one, the cost of electricity is very low because we have the dams along the Columbia River. And so the farmers and the food processors will rely on that energy component in order to make sure that their center pivot systems are running, all of their technology is working. The food processors rely on that consistent electricity in order to make sure that they're not shut down, because it costs a lot of money if you are down for even an hour. And so we have, obviously, the dams that are along the Columbia River. We also have a gas plant that PGE operates. But this region is serviced by Umatilla Electric, and they have done a wonderful job of making sure that they are set up so that all of the food processors here and the farmers can rely on consistent energy.
Farming has changed. Agriculture now uses technology in new ways. And can you explain a little bit about some of those changes? Especially, it's great that you grew up there, so I'm sure you have seen changes. I know there's more organic farming happening. But actually, I heard a report, Senator Betsy Johnson had done a trip to Eastern Oregon and talked about how a farmer could turn his irrigation system on from his smartphone.
Yes, that's correct. I think that's one of the most exciting things in the field of agriculture is all of the technology that has made things much easier on the farmers, and that includes that technology. They can actually use their smartphones, and they can turn on center pivot systems and to irrigate the fields. They can regulate the temperatures in their cold storage facilities where they're storing their products. And they also have GPS technology that they can use, and that GPS technology allows them to very precisely drive the tractor, and it actually steers itself so they don't have to worry about driving in straight lines. And it helps, it's very sustainable so that they're using the smallest amount of feed, and they're also fertilizing and not using any more than they need to. They also have moisture monitors, and so they can make sure that they're using the correct amount of water so that they're not wasting any water, but that they're getting the best yields from their fields.
Thank you, Kaylee. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we are speaking with Kaylee Davis. Kaylee is the manager of the SAGE Center in Boardman, Oregon. It is an interactive learning center. It's a museum, really, and it is located in Boardman, Oregon. It is focused on regional agriculture and energy industries, and the way in which you help educate the public is you have programs. You have programs for schools. Why don't you talk a little bit about the visitors? Who comes to the SAGE Center and what do they do there?
Yeah, so we have a lot of visitors that come through. We're located right off 84. And so a lot of people will stop by who are just curious about the facility. And then we have a lot of people who, by word of mouth, have heard from their friends or family about the SAGE Center, and they encourage them to come visit. We also have a free educational program that we do here, and that's for schools or any educational group. So we also have Boy Scouts. We've had a variety of educational groups that have come through here. But that was something early on that we really wanted to provide. The schools now, it's very difficult. A lot of times they only get maybe one or two opportunities to go on field trips. And so we didn't want any barriers. We wanted to make sure that the schools could come at no cost. And we will also help pay for transportation costs for schools from the west side of the state that maybe have a little bit longer of a trip to come visit. And so the students that come through here, they're able to go through and really learn about sustainable agriculture and energy through hands-on exhibits. So they can drive the tractor and see what it's like without GPS technology, and then it'll compare their lines to what GPS technology is capable of. They can pull out the bad onions. We have a simulated milking cow, which is great because a lot of these students have never had an opportunity to milk a cow before. And then we also have a wonderful exhibit that's called From Port of Morrow to the World. In this exhibit, we have different buttons that represent crops that are processed here within the Port of Morrow. So, for instance, you could push fresh onions or cheese or potatoes, and it'll show you where that product is shipped from right here in Boardman throughout the world. And that really gets people's attention because it really shows how far these products go and the impact all over the world.
Well, you have created a visitor center which is anchoring agriculture in eastern Oregon, just as we have Tillamook here on the coast. You've created a visitor center that works for schools and for individuals because you have people who just drive, get off of the freeway and say, and they can take a tour. And then you also work with Travel Oregon, the state tourism agency, to bring in groups of journalists and foreign travelers. You work with the National Travel Association. We want to explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are really set up for group tours, and agritourism in Oregon is something that is really starting to take off. And it's something that we're really excited about. It's difficult for some organizations to get large groups through, but we're really set up for those groups. We've got a large area where they can come in and have lunch, but we also have that really interactive piece that people are really interested in. one of our companies here, it's a great connection over to the Asian market, is Calbee North America. And they actually make a crispy French fry product, and they're called the Jagabee, and they were shipped over to the Asian market. And so a lot of these travelers that are coming through are surprised to learn that that very popular snack food is actually made here in Boardman. And so we've got some international connections that are really exciting. And we have a lot of people from all over the United States and international that come through and really have connections to Boardman because they either work in those industries or they're familiar with a product that's made here that's shipped over to where they're from.
I think you have a hidden gem, which isn't quite as hidden as it was perhaps, you know, in the last couple of years. More and more people are interested in knowing where their food comes from.
Yes, absolutely. And we're excited to have more people come through and learn about what's going on in Boardman.
Terry Richard from The Oregonian wrote a little wrote a piece about the Sage Center, and here's a little highlight of what he said. The balloon ride alone is worth the $5 admission. There's also a film of the Columbia Gorge with footage taken on the Oregon side from a helicopter between Hood River and Bridal Veil that is so beautiful it could bring tears to your eyes. It sounds like, Kaylee, not only are people learning the grit, the guts of what agriculture is now and is becoming, it sounds like farmers have to be scientists almost in a way to use the technology, they're also being inspired by, it sounds like, beautiful exhibits as well.
Yes, absolutely. Our exhibits were done by Formations located in Portland, and that's one of the compliments that we get from our guests is when they come through, all of the exhibits are very, very well done. They did a fantastic job putting together a really interactive exhibit hall that I think does a great job of explaining what's going on, and people are able to participate and have a better understanding when they leave.
When you have bus tours coming through who want to take a tour, are there typically interpreters for foreign travelers?
It depends on the group. It really depends. Most of the time they've got an interpreter with them, yes, and that works well. So if there's any questions, we can help relay that information.
In the time that the Sage Center has been open, Kaylee, what have you enjoyed the most, and where do you think things are headed for it in the future? Obviously, it sounds like you're getting much more media attention. More and more people are finding out that you're there. They're stopping. They're seeing what you're doing. They're going to your website, which is an excellent website. What do you think the future is for the Sage Center?
You know, I think my favorite thing about working here is it's a blast to work at a visitor center where people come in and they don't expect what they're getting and they're pleasantly surprised. I think that's one thing that never gets old is we hear over and over again, I did not expect this in Boardman. And so when people have a good experience, they kind of help take care of that marketing piece for you because they go and they tell their friends and family that they need to come visit. And so that's probably one of my favorite things about working here. Mm-hmm. The Sage Center, where it's going, we're consistently working on new exhibits. Our simulated milking cow was new this summer. We also, just about a year ago, had a new Portland General Electric exhibit that was delivered here. And we have a couple more exhibits that are going to be new exhibits. Actually, tomorrow we'll have a new exhibit that is focused on farmers ending hunger, which is a absolutely wonderful program that a lot of farmers in Oregon and Eastern Oregon and Western Oregon are participating in, donating food to the Oregon Food Bank. And so we'll have that exhibit tomorrow. And then also another exhibit on Umatilla Electric, and ConAgra is going to be working on updating their exhibit as well. So I think that's important for people is to have new exciting exhibits coming in and things that keep bringing people back. And so that's what I'm really looking forward to over the next year, along with the events that we have going on, is having a great opportunity to entice people back with new exhibits.
Do you have farmers who drop in and say, well, I'm just going to come in for the afternoon. I'm not going to be farming this afternoon. I think I'll pop into the Sage Center and just visit with some of the folks there. Do they get chances to meet some of the Eastern Oregon farmers?
Absolutely. We have a lot of farmers who've come through here and a lot of the folks that work in the food processing industries here that will come by. And they are here to help promote what they're doing. And it's a perfect opportunity for them to come through and showcase the technology that they're using, where they're shipping their products, and just more about their organization in general. And so that is something, rather than just having a conversation, they can actually bring people through, and it's a fun way to explain what's going on here.
Kaylee, what about large industrial agriculture versus small family farms? Do you also work with small family farms, and what's happening in Boardman in terms of the way that looks, large farms versus small family farms?
You know, we have both here, and I think there's a place for both. We have great relationships with a lot of the family farms that are here in Morrow County. A lot of the farms that have been around for a long time are located in South Morrow County because they're dry land wheat farms, and so they were really the only farms that were able to survive early on. But we have a fantastic area where we actually tell the story of some of those 100-year-old farms that are located here in Morrow County. And so you get to learn about the challenges that they went through, whether it was a hailstorm or fires or whatever they dealt with through the last 100 years, and to still be in business and doing, most of them are doing very well. So,
Kaylee, we just have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything you would like our listening audience to know that perhaps we didn't talk about?
Yeah, I think just to let people know that this is definitely a family-friendly visitor center. We encourage people of all ages. For kids, it's fun. There's a lot of interactive exhibits, but adults actually come through, and they learn a lot. A lot of people will come through and say, you know, I thought this might just be an educational for kids, but I'm actually learning a lot. And so we just want to encourage everybody to check out our website, which is www.visitsage.com. And if you get a chance to head out on 84 East, we'd love to have you come by. We've got Tillamook ice cream year-round available here, and it's a great opportunity to come and learn more about Eastern Oregon agriculture.
And you're open essentially Memorial Day through Labor Day, and Sunday through Thursday, and then Labor Day. So you're open all year except for you're just closed, what, July 4th, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Day?
Yeah, so in the summer, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we're open 7 days a week, and 10 to 5, except Fridays and Saturdays, we're open till 6, and then the rest of the year, we are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5.
Well, I am very excited about having a personal tour of Sage Center with you, Kaylee, and I hope our listening audience has learned a lot about Boardman and about the Sage Center today on this program. Thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
We are all connected, and food connects everyone, and I had no idea the Tillamook connection, so that's just perfect, absolutely perfect. Thanks again, Kaylee. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Talk of Our Towns today, and I want to express my appreciation to Kate Brewster for being our engineer today. Kate Brewster is a wonderful engineer and also our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Bruin. I appreciate him providing the original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the things that are going well in your life, there will always be those things that don't go well. However, focus on the things that are, expand them, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.